Hey, Colin, man, it sounds like you got an awesome group that you get to play with, man. It was so cool listening to you and your family hanging out, playing D&D together, man. That's just so rad, dude. I'm super glad you posted that. As soon as I get a job, I'm absolutely going to be throwing some cash your way through Patreon because I want to hear more. I want to hear more of your GM style. You know, so yeah, dude, just thanks for posting that. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Peace out.
Searching for moons, poured evil over in an ancient room. Was a fortunate son of the OSR. Without a 10-foot pole, I wouldn't get very far. The ground was murky and I caught a look as the dungeon master opened up his grim tooth book. And then I fell into a spike pit. Oh yeah, spike pit. Oh, if it would have spikes in it.
I'm Colin Green, and you are listening to Spike Pit.
We heard from Joe Richter there, talking about a Tunnel Goons actual play part one. Sounds like he enjoyed it. Looking to hear more, and that is exactly what I've got in this episode. It's part two. I hope Joe's not the only person who listened. well, in fact, obviously I know he's not, but I hope others enjoyed it. But before I get to that, I want to say thanks to Joe for his kind words. A little plug there for the Spike Pit Patreon as well, which never hurts. And then I got a call from another Joe, and he's calling in response to an old invitation I put out to Ask Me Anything, an AMA. Let's hear what Joe Salvador wants to know the answer to.
Hey, Colin, Joe Salvador. Just wanted to call in. I haven't done so for a while. Hope all is well with you. I just want to let you know that I'm still listening and loving it. I'm going to reach way back to the Ask Colin Anything episode. And, you know, I just finished watching the Arsenal game. And I want to ask you if you watch Premier League and who is your team. All right. Take care. Later.
Thanks for calling in, Joe. And if anybody else has got an AMA type question, always feel free to drop them in any time. It's pretty much a rolling invite. With regard to the Premier League and football over here, what is also known as soccer in other parts of the world, not to be confused with gridiron and American football, man, I do not follow it. However, I can tell you that Arsenal would not be a particularly popular choice in this family. My eldest son and my wife, she comes from Chelsea in London. Her family are Chelsea fans. My eldest son has sort of followed along with that a little bit. And then he also supports and goes to watch the local team, Luton Town, also known as the Hatters. They've been doing fairly recently in recent years. And then his new girlfriend and their family support Kings Langley, which is a kind of a fairly small club just down the road. I think it's the sort of thing where if you're under 16, you get in for free. And adults, it's a couple of quid entrance, something like that. So They are super local, super cheap, and it's just a good fun thing for them to do at the weekend and check that out. But me, not really into football. I think it's all a little bit too big money for me, you know, the razzle-dazzle, crazy wages, really expensive tickets to watch it. If you want to see a Chelsea game in London, it's exorbitant. And I tell you, I think those guys diving around and sort of pretending they've been tackled when they haven't, and I don't see it oftentimes at that level as very sporting. I think there's a lot of cheating, and it kind of irritates me, if I'm honest. But I know it's massive. Loads of people love it, and fair play to you. I'm glad you're following the Arsenal, Joe. Thanks for calling in. Now, without any further ado, I'm going to get back to Tunnel Goons. Our intrepid adventurers are just about to enter combat. They've discovered this cult of evil priests or whatnot. They don't know too much about it yet. And they're being chased down by these strange demon creatures. And we're just about to join the combat. Hope you enjoy.
They're on us now. They're virtually on you. They're
engagement time.
They're running up. You can tell that even if you turned and fled now, you can see they would outpace you.
And they're on all fours, are they?
Well, they're like doing that, like loping along thing where they've got their legs at the back of, you know how a gorilla goes. Although these have got like clawed talon type knuckle fingers.
They could stand on their rear.
Yeah.
And climb up. Stuff.
Climb up. Well, it looks like they would stand and maybe claw at you.
Tried to climb up the face where the rocks are. And
that is dodgy.
They look quite agile.
Yeah, I was just trying to make an assessment of whether they follow us.
Well, make a we don't know what you know. You're quite a clever guy.
We've never seen anything like this before.
Oh, have you?
You haven't. We will see if the lizard folk knows more. What have you got?
Rolled an 8.
Yep.
10.
Plus 2 for my...
So these are like mountain creatures, but they've got demonic links.
But that obviously means they're good at climbing and scaling stuff.
Yeah. They're like corrupted. They're like
a good idea.
They're like a corrupted sort of bird creature.
Got any other knowledge, like they fear fire or any sort of weakness that maybe I play on?
The only sort of weakness that you know of would be some sort of maybe some religious type of ritual. You might be able to kind of do some sort of banishment upon them, but that would take
quite some time.
Well, you know, some sort of tribal shaman type of character.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you're quite an erudite.
Funny word that.
Diplomat. Maybe you have got some, it doesn't seem too much of a stretch that you may have some shamanic knowledge. I think we'll give you a...
He's going to go home.
I'll give you a... I think I'm going to say hard. I think that's quite a long shot.
Yeah. Well, you just hit it on long the shot, team.
Yeah. If you can get a 12.
Oh, on what?
On this roll,
draw out my symbolic.
You can your totem.
Rituals and totems.
Yeah, I'll let you do that before I try and engage them.
Yeah,
to try and aid me to ward off these foul creatures.
Wow, that's unlucky.
What has he got? 11.
You got like an 11 there, didn't you?
If I get +1 for my totem.
Yeah, you got +1 for your totem thing. Man, that was a good roll.
So I should try and sort of almost banish them or hold them away.
I'm going to say that...
try and slow them down, if nothing else.
I'm going to say that in an ensuing melee, as a result of that, that totem would aid you, give you some sort of additional protection in the thing. So whilst you're fighting these demonic creatures, you're going to get a +1 on your action rolls.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. You've sussed out that much, although you can't actually attempt to banish them. Right. So everybody doing? Are you going on the defensive now?
Well, yeah.
Or are you going to counter charge them or something?
I was trying to hold them off with my.
They kind of definitely take notice of you.
If they don't stop, then I shall obviously try and whack them with my staff if they're not going
to. I'm going to take more of a defensive stance.
Okay.
So as they sort of come to me, I'm sort of imagining, so I'm sort of guessing they're going to sort of pounce.
Yeah, you would think so.
Give the old. Sort of on the way, be prepared for that sort of manoeuvre. Yeah.
Thrust into them.
Yeah.
Into the
You guys, you get to this creature that's cowering. Where do you, what are you planning to do once you get there?
Is he like tied up or nothing?
No, he's like wedged in these rocks.
Yeah, hid there.
Kind of hiding, trying to like, you can see there's some sort of, there's some scratches, recent scratches where the creatures were trying to get at him. But you do notice the scene around you is this carnage where his companions have been killed and basically clawed up by these beasts.
So they just like completely unequipped them? They just walk along?
No, they've got some stuff in that.
Are they like civilians?
They just look like they were travellers. They've got similar clothing to your friend Tex there.
Right, so once we reach the lizard man, I will kind of ask him, kind of, does he know anything about these beasts or where he's going?
And so he basically,
what their intentions are.
Okay, you're going to have a conversation with him. What I'll do is that'll take quite a bit of time. Obviously, this combat potentially would happen a lot quicker. What are you doing?
Well, I'm with him.
Okay, so you're just going to go and speak to this guy as well. You can see that your companions are looking quite outnumbered,
yeah,
I
you
would
go
say, in the opposite
them.
Direction.
You go help them.
I feel two of you against trying to have a conversation with this bloke. It's a bit of a waste of manpower, but
them.
I'm not there. So.
Well, you're down the road. I mean, if you wanted assistance, you would probably need to call out.
I'll have to call. Well, there's no point in being dexterous about it because they know we're here. So I'll call out.
Well, they don't know they're there.
Yeah, Daisy, you go sneak up behind them a lot.
That is a good point.
You go sneak up behind them, then I'll stay talking to Lizard Man.
Okay, so is that something, are you gonna do that? Or
Yeah.
These things come barreling into you, you're going to need to fight them.
Does it look like they've taken any damage from their previous encounter?
No, they look pretty fresh. Okay, so you both need to roll, Luca.
Yeah.
Is it just
put your phone down.
Head-to-head? Highest wins or
no? No, it's the same thing. You make your roll.
Come on! That's good. That's an 8.5.
I think that's a 10. 3 under there.
So you got a 10.
I've got 2 brew, and I've got a 7 on the dice.
So you got a 9.
And you got a 10.
Does your weapon help in this?
A longsword.
Yeah, it gives plus.
Your weapon
one
and armor you add to it.
Armor.
What do you mean add?
Plus one.
It's just one per.
One for each weapon, yeah. So one
if you've got armour and a weapon, you might get plus 2, I'm not sure.
Yep, you get plus 2.
So I've got.
So you get one for your armour, one
7,
for your weapon.
8, 9, 10, 11.
So you've got 11.
So that gives me 10 plus my staff and plus my totem, 12.
12.
Totem? Oh, yeah.
Are you attacking?
I wasn't.
You're defending, so it's down to them.
Yeah,
but basically. There's two of them, they're going to pounce one each on you.
Yeah.
Each of them like pounces at you virtually simultaneously. You do 4. You said 12, didn't you?
Yeah, with me both.
You did 11.
Yeah.
So you do 3, you do 4. What happens there is I've got them down as DS of 8. So they drop that now to a lower number by that amount. So their difficulty is also like their health. So they become easier to hit from this point. So combat is fast and brutal, yeah. Especially with a hit like that. You know, you two have both done big hits. So yours is down to 5, yours is down to 4, right?
I use my brain to hit in just
the however, their companions have got up into the fray now.
Oh, I didn't remember.
So there's two more. These bald-headed guy, the guy, one's still got his hood up. The other one got the tattoo thing on it, these tattoos on his head and this black stripe across his eyes. They've kind of he's drawn out like this like wicked looking dagger, and the other one's got a curved type of scimitar that he's brought out from his
ropes.
Oh,
so there's enough space for that many people just to be walking in there.
But it's like a 15-foot wide pass. This is just they come barreling in. You've obviously like,
under the chin jumped in.
Yeah,
got him caught in a savage blow. These guys look quite put out about the fact that you're chopping up their
beasts. Are they actually caught up then?
Yeah, they're caught up, but that was their go. They're here, but there isn't time for them to attack.
But what about the creatures?
On the creatures.
Yeah, are they attacking creatures?
No, that was it. That was the combat.
That's part of...
Yeah, because remember, if you fail...
That's how much damage I would have taken.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a sort of...
So we're like single roll. So we like destroy everything.
It's a single roll.
It's a single roll, yeah.
So it's not that hard, really.
Well, if you have a bad first roll, you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it all depends on your first roll.
Does our health work like their health?
No. So you're coming in.
I'm going to help them.
Okay.
So you get there.
So this time you'll get there. So we'll go again. We might as well start with you.
Yeah.
You remember the two cultists that were hanging back a little bit? You can get up to the last one of them. And attack them.
Will you get any sort of surprise?
If you could successfully sneak up. Mind you, no, I'll say they don't know you're there because you've already successfully snuck up. There's no reason why they would be expecting you to be there. Their concentration is drawn. So I'm saying you're hitting them from behind. I'll give you a plus one for that. And you're catching them off guard. So you get a plus one. You've got brute, one.
Yeah.
What equipment you got? You got a long sword, did I hear you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get plus four on your roll. So it's a nine.
That's good.
Oof. No
worries. Killed two of them.
What their difficulty is.
They're eight as well.
So you got nine, one for five, one for your brute, so which is ten.
So he's down to three.
Yeah.
Oh, you rolled a nine. Sorry, I thought that was a total.
So your guy that you're fighting is down to a three. So there's six foes in total. Three of them are pretty beat up, and you've got three that are still fresh.
It's
gonna take a long time.
Not really.
Who goes next?
So this is the next round. We're just coming this way.
What about my course?
Yeah, do you. We'll do you next. We'll just go along.
Is it sort of simultaneous?
Yeah, it's kind of all sort of,
So why am I getting it? Oh, no, it's resolved for this. Yeah.
Well, if you roll badly, you're getting it. Yeah, if you roll well, you're getting it.
Yeah.
It's like Warhammer in that sense. It is.
That helped me a lot.
What have you rolled? Six plus...
Two, yeah, isn't it? 8, 10, 12 again.
Oh,
11 last time.
12.
Dead,
but. Oh, that's.
It's an 8 total on the die, and then 2, and then 2 for the breastplate and longsword.
So plus 4,
12.
Oof, 12.
Nice. I like it. 8 over.
Yes. You destroy it, you cut this creature down. Boom, it's gone.
They're sort of piercing.
Efficient in the arts of combat.
Your creature.
Well, not wrong there.
Oh, yeah, yours is cut down. Massive. However, you're going to have you've got a cultist each. The cultists attack you. Roll again.
Oh dear.
Me and you. Me and him.
That's not bad.
Will you not attack her? Just because of the gates and just
these are the two at the front.
There's one.
Oh, there's two at the rear end, yeah.
Oh,
seven.
It's not bad.
Plus.
Is it? What is it for this one? Is it the same?
Same again.
So 11 total.
So I assume I only get plus one from my staff now. I won't get any totem effects against these.
No, you won't get any totem effects. So
I'm only on a nine.
So you're on a nine.
Yep.
So they're going to take one damage, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's better than you taking damage.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And you've done a 7 plus 4.
7 plus 4.
11. So you've done 3 on a guy. He's down to 5. Okay.
Oh, we're nasty in this game.
Yeah, we've rolled 6s half the time. Yeah. We'll just wait to see what happens if we get a crap roll.
Yeah. So it's going to be horribly wrong.
Right, what are you doing now then, gang?
Well, I've had my turn.
They've got an action as it were.
You've all basically had an action. He's talking, so he's kind of tied up unless he breaks off.
Didn't we start with Daisy and then it was me?
Yeah, we've all done. They've had their goes.
But they attacked.
Oh, it's all simultaneous.
There's one more joined the fray as well because he's finally caught up. She's collared the one at the back. There's three of them with you now. Yeah, so this is the new one who's finally caught up and joined the fray, coming to assist his budskis. Unless you're not fighting.
I'm going to just say, we've dispatched your foul beasts. Be gone or surrender where you stand. And I shall go to him if they don't surrender.
You can try that.
Listen to the wise.
You can try that. You've made some casualties on their group. However, I think I'm going to make that hard at this point in time. But you're quite convincing as well.
Yeah, it's erudite or whatever it is. Erudite, sorry.
To get me erudite.
Hold on, man.
Yeah. You get your erudite.
That'd be a 10.
Yeah, it's not enough. Okay, yeah. They do seem to momentarily, you see a flicker in your, with your experience as a diplomat and being in negotiations, you see a wavering flicker on their eyes. They seem quite surprised the way you dispatch their beasts.
Feel they're on the edge of their morale.
Yeah, it looks like they might be actually sort of fighting a little bit more defensively as well.
Their morale is breaking. I shall take pleasure in laying in some.
Okay. Oof.
That's about 15.
Ed.
Good night.
Wow, that guy, you just...
Oh, dear.
How, what do you do? Describe what happens to that guy.
I shall raise my long sword. That should be a cleave straight down the middle.
Splitting gross. And he crumples to the ground like Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Death Star.
Right. Give an evil glare to
smoking
the next one.
Smoking ashes.
Wait, should we leave one?
Oh, another biggie coming in.
That's an 8. Plus, that's only a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
He takes 2.
Some great computer work that was in that scene.
There goes. Let's do you.
Does it take you that long to get into your fight?
Are you still going at this guy you've jumped out on?
Yeah.
Okay. He's no longer surprised. So you've got your brute, plus your armor, plus your weapon. You've got a plus 3. Yeah. A 9. Yeah, he takes the damage. Oh, that's not him, is it?
I've got another one. Should we leave one?
Oh, he's on that. Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, you've already hit him, haven't you? You've got a 9. Oh, you cut that guy. You cut that guy down.
He's dead.
He's gone. How does he die?
Hmm?
How does he die?
Get stabbed. And
falls
to the ground.
Okay, he gets stabbed and falls to the ground.
Imaginative.
what do you want to do? You've got 2 left.
So one's fresh and one's injured.
Yeah.
What's the fresh one doing? He ain't done anything, has he?
He hasn't done anything yet. He's this one that sort of looks like he's wavering. He hasn't really come into the battle.
Does it seem to be any...
You've just hit that guy. He hasn't done anything.
Does there seem to be any leadership amongst them?
We want to try and keep one of them, don't we? Question.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
No, this doesn't appear to be obvious.
Okay. These guys are quite fast though, aren't they? It looked like it, because they sort of were up our asses.
Quite fast?
Yeah.
Well, they're not encumbered.
They sort of kept up with the speed of them creatures.
Yeah, they're pretty agile.
Yeah, they look pretty fit. Looks like they'd probably train.
If we were to outrun them, they might be able to outrun us, innit? If they were to run. Dash.
It looks like they probably would outrun you in a longer run. They're not carrying anything. They look pretty fit.
Why would we start running then?
No, I mean, if they were to run off.
Okay, so what are you doing?
We want to keep him. The question is,
one of them's got action, isn't it?
If he goes running the other way, I'll meet him, so what's up?
Yeah. Oh, right, that's what you're saying.
Surely he gets an attack.
It's almost his prerogative, isn't it? Because we're already engaged.
Yeah.
Bloke on his own now.
These two are going to attack the lizard man.
Lizard man.
The staff.
That's quite a good lizard name, isn't it? Tech.
Oh, sorry, yeah, no.
Oh, it's still me.
Yeah, they're attacking you. So.
Oh,
that's not so good. It's only a 6.
7.
And you got plus 1.
You take 2 damage. Oh, no, it's going to be more. Oh, no, it's 2.
But what did you roll?
Oh, no, you haven't added your bonuses, though, have you?
I've only got plus 1.
Oh, you've only got plus 1. So you take 2 damage.
Oh, does your symbol not?
No, the symbol is only against the creatures.
The other one's injured.
I'm going to 50-50 that other one.
Yeah, so he starts taking damage very quickly, then, doesn't he?
So if he's injured, does that bring down his
damage?
Yeah, sort of. Because his 8 goes down to a 6 for him attacking me, or...
Yeah.
Does it work both ways?
That's where I'm not sure. I understand when you're hitting him.
Oh, yeah, it does.
He's dealing less damage, isn't
it? No, but I'm talking about the second one.
Now. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's that one, yeah, yeah.
It's just me and you're rolling.
So the second one, I've only got 6.
Yeah, but that's one better than him. So he's injured.
All right, so I fight him off.
Yeah, you fought the other one off because he's reeling. He's in a mess.
Okay.
Basically, once they get hit, they've been properly injured. It's not like hit points. It's a lot more gruesome. It's like if you got really hit with a longsword.
Like you said, it's the first hit.
First hit counts.
Yeah. Basically.
Which is what, you know, if you got hit by a big, sharp weapon.
Yeah. It's quite different.
You wouldn't be too keen.
It's very different.
To carry on, or you wouldn't.
I was playing a session, I was chasing someone or other. I shot him in the leg with a crossbow, and he was still outrunning me. And I was just confused because he's just been hit in the leg. He should not be farting.
This is. I think this is quite interesting. Obviously, like anything, it'd take a little while to get used to.
Probably shouldn't have rolled twice there. Because he's had sort of two fights there. So I attacked him and then he attacked me back.
The concept of what he's trying to do is very good.
No, the second one, because I attacked us.
And
now he's attacked me back. Is that one? Should that have been just one roll?
What, like you've all had your action?
Yeah, because we're both fighting each other. Is that? Or do I attack him?
Yeah, I suppose.
He attacks me and we roll.
I suppose it should be.
Because
if there was.
If melee is melee, then it's just one roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the second one wouldn't have took any damage there. Because I've already attacked him.
Yeah, right.
The concept of it is really good. It's just, I think, a little bit... I don't know.
It's biased. It's going to take a little bit to work out.
I'm fine with that. I mean, it's something different.
But remember, you can come against something that would start at 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Or it might start, if it's really bad, it might start at 12.
Okay, at this point, the guy is fleeing. He didn't take him down, did you?
Well, like with any playtest, this is the first run.
One died since I last.
Which way is he running?
That guy that's faltering, he's going to turn whilst you're occupied with the last of his injured collies. He turns and he heads back. But what he doesn't realise is two people behind him. Yeah. we'll work out actions. Obviously, that cultist is busy. He would have to break off the combat. Mind you, that guy's exiting the combat, isn't he? I'm going to say then you would get to act against him. I forgot he'd actually joined in the combat.
Well,
okay, so they're still both there. I've screwed that up.
Well, I'm fighting that one, so
okay.
Luca might get a...
Wait, Daisy, are you not
might
there?
Get a free swing.
I was behind, so I would have killed one.
So your choice is now you can move in.
Yeah.
Cut him off at the back, so that'd be your character and Lucas' character. So Roman and Gavin and there.
I'm fighting that one. I'm trying to get him to surrender again. I'm trying to.
Okay.
Offer surrender to him.
All right. Do that then.
I'm holding my staff up aloft above my head to sort of. Give him my class of finishing blow.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like intimidating him kind of thing.
Shall I say, drop your weapon.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, that's poor roll.
No, but you got erudite on that.
Yeah, 6. Oh, he's difficult. He's gone down, I suppose, isn't it? Because he's injured.
I think he's very likely to take any terms at this point. And that is a success.
So
he basically drops down to his knees and he's wringing his hands, begging and pleading.
All right, well, I shall stop coming down on me stuff.
Yep, you too.
So we've got this one hostage potential, and this one's the fresh one.
Yep.
They started on 8, didn't they?
Yeah, he looks like he's looking to get away.
Yeah. Here and
there. What have you got?
6, 7.
And then 2 for your...
8, 9.
9, okay. You catch him a glancing blow. He sort of dodges it a little bit, but it's enough. Roman, what are you doing? He's took a kind of glancing blow. You're hitting him, I take it.
Proof.
Oh, dear.
What's that? 11 plus 11. 4?
Plus, 15.
Blimey.
That's 8 damage, isn't it?
15?
8 damage.
Jeez.
That's a brutal.
Like, I've rolled a
6. On one of the dice on each roll.
Yeah, I don't think you rolled below a 9, yeah.
I think I rolled 8 on the dice.
Or
7 maybe.
So from a design point of view, they're easy foes. So they are easy, they prove to be.
They are for my character anyway.
Yeah, you dispatch these evil villains. You've got this one guy, he's cowering, he's surrendered. Obviously, we need to move the adventure on. We're going to say that you carried out your discussions. The accommodation of discussion and questioning of your ally and the captive has established that near this pass is a cult that are conducting these terrible rituals that we spoke about, these sacrifices of the lizard folk and other people from your villages in this set of chambers that are beyond this gaping mouth of a black horned skull, which is in the side of the mountain. This guy was the last of a group of priests who were headed to try and stop this ritual from going on. He describes to you unspeakable evil that will be unleashed on the world if the ritual is completed. But if that is not enough to turn your heads and convince you to take on this mission, he does describe great wealth and riches that this cult has come into possession of through like raiding and taking prisoners and whatever deals they've made with these unspeakable demons. It's resulted in them massing great wealth.
Can he join us or lead us?
He's happy to take you there, but he
as long as he can show us where we go.
Where he's volunteering to take this prisoner back to his tribe.
Okay.
So that they can properly question him and he can be brought to justice for the crimes that he's committed on this day and most likely on numerous other days. This is a black-hearted individual. So as long as you're happy to leave him with the prisoner, he can take you to the location of this place.
Right, I shall take instructions on which way to head.
Yep, he guides you along this pass and then a couple of miles further up into the mountains, there's this small like trail that leads off to one side. It goes a little bit higher. You scramble over these boulders and you pick up this other trail. And this is really windy, up and downy trail that leads. It's starting to get a little bit dark at this point, but you find what looks to be this great titanic onyx skull.
Oh, onyx is right.
In the side of the mountain, embedded in this cliff. And from it flows a jet black river from the gaping mouth.
How did you call a river black?
Well, probably not water. That's why.
Good question.
This water or this black liquid that flows out of the mouth of this creature, it twists back and forth down the mountainside past your position and then drops over the edge of a cliff.
Yeah,
and falls like thousands of feet into the darkness below. So there you go.
We have a little.
He gestures with his staff. He goes, "Unfortunately, that is the entrance to the chambers of the Dread Titan."
So I guess we walk through the waterfall.
Does he know what this black liquid is? I ask.
He says, "I'm afraid I do not."
It's poisoned water.
That's a good start.
That's very strange.
He says, "To prevent this ritual, you will need to destroy the dark geode and the cultist's altar."
Well, hopefully we know what that is when we see it anyway.
Yes, I can tell you no more than this. This was brought to me in a mystical vision.
Can you give us a description of this geode?
Well, the geode is like a it's like a multi-faceted spinning shape that emits energy. And
we'll know that when we see it.
I can't help you much with regard to the cultist's altar.
Okay. I think we'll know a demon altar when we see it.
And he hasn't got any sort of equipment that he's brought to destroy this magical or potentially magical.
No, we don't even know how you do it.
Oh, well. That's
right.
Well, I think smashing you'll be a good idea.
We just hope that it would be possible once we got in there. Maybe it's not, but
well, we will do our utmost.
We must hurry. We must hurry, and I need to get below ground before it gets dark.
Wish you well. Live long and prosper.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for rescuing me. I am forever in your debt.
Da-da-da. Tune in next time to find out how our heroes get on going forward, furthering their explorations of this fell place. I just want to say, if you're liking this music, the Crazy Spike Pit theme, the man behind it all is TJ Drennan. He's got a Patreon out there now producing this type of stuff. I've messed with it a little bit, put some sound effects on, and I've kind of built my own transitions based on the awesome theme that he sent me. all arose from the Malodorous Miasma Meltdown podcast, where TJ was kind of doing spoofs of different shows. He did one about the pit, what's got spikes in it, and produced this theme. And it took me a little while for the penny to drop, but I thought, hold on, I could actually approach TJ and see if I could use it on the show. So that's how that came about. And now he's got his own Patreon. It's got off to a flying start. Loads of people are really impressed with what he's doing. And why wouldn't they be? Awesome stuff. Check it out. It's TJ Drennan over at Patreon. I also want to give a big shout out to Rob, also known as RC on the Discords. He is the voice behind Down in a Heap, and a good while back he put a really nice review for me about Spike Pit on Apple Podcast. I think it's the one and only, oh no, there might be another one there. Anyway, I haven't got many reviews, but I was super grateful to see his, and I've been meaning to give him a shout out and thank him for that for I don't know how many episodes, and every time, like an ungrateful Muppet, I forget. So thanks a lot, Rob. That's awesome review. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks to the pit crew, my patrons. And thanks to you, the listener, for taking a bit of time out of your day to listen to Old Spike Pit. Take care, and I'll catch you later. TJ's going to play us out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.